You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Welcome to The Next Dimension with your host, Alan Mesher. The new world order is upon us, and if not stopped, it will be the end of the freedom of us all as we know it. Alan is here to make us aware of this danger and, through energy healing, provide solutions for past traumas in the body and mind. Now, please welcome the host of The Next Dimension, Alan Mesher.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and we are broadcasting live tonight on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Tonight, we're going to do a little different kind of show. I do not have a guest with me. We are not going to be talking much politics. We're not going to focus too much on the election. We're not going to worry about the globalist agenda in the world at large or World War III or whatever is going on in Europe. We're going to talk more about healing tonight. I have been an energetic healer for over 30 years, and tonight I want to share with you some interesting, fascinating, and even amazing stories that have come out of that work with my clients. Over the years, I've worked with many thousands of people from all over the world, and they have taught me a great deal. Incidentally, on this show, I get messages from people that are listening from as far away as India and the Philippines, the UK, other points in Europe, and South America. So for all those of you who are listening to me from all over the world, I thank you for tuning in. And I hope that tonight we give you a very interesting show as well. If you'd like to leave your comments for me and let me know where you're listening from, I'd love to hear from you. You can do that by going to my website, alanmesher.com, A-L-A-N-M-E-S-H-E-R. Go to the contact tab and you can just write me a note and I will respond. You can also follow me on Twitter and friend me on Facebook. So let's begin. And I want to begin actually with just a couple of comments about the state of affairs and the presidential race for the White House. Today, there's a fellow I follow on the internet named John Thomas. He's an investment fella, very wise man. He's been around a lot, and he always has very interesting things to say. And today he wrote about what might happen if Trump were to be elected president. And one of the things that would happen, according to John Thomas, is that there would be an immediate drop in the market of about 20% that could easily reach 50%. In other words, we'd be going into a recession pretty quickly if Trump were to be elected. The price of oil would also shoot up from where it is now to over 100, on its way to at least $150 again. I remember paying nearly $5 a gallon of gas when I lived in LA back in the last round when gas rose to unbelievable heights, and I sure don't want to repeat that again. So that is some of the fallout that would occur if Trump were to be elected. If Clinton gets to be elected, the market probably would stay strong and continue to rise. Neither one of these candidates excites me. I really can't get behind either one of them. So just because I'm bringing up these comments about Trump tonight doesn't mean that I would give Clinton a free pass. She, of course, has been bashed for her health, her comment of the deplorables, which I found interesting. Probably true, but not a great thing to say because it can be used against you. And all these questions about her health. Now she has pneumonia. And the real question will be, does she have Parkinson's like it has been rumored on the internet? Does she have a brain infection? Does she have other health issues that have been kept from the public at large? I think a lot of that will be answered on September 25th when these two meet for the first debate. Will Clinton be on her game? Will she be vigorous and energetic and strong? Will Trump be on his best self, whatever that may be, or will he start calling names? It's going to be an interesting debate. I think most of America will be tuning into that one. And that, my folks, my friends, is enough politics for this evening, if I don't say so myself. And now I'd like to share with you some very interesting healing stories. And as I do that, I also want to open up the phone lines for questions and comments as we move forward. And the number to call in on is 855-856-1380. That again is 855-556-1380. Now, the first case that I want to share with you is concerns of a client of mine from Austin, Texas. This woman at the time was the wife of the CEO of Whole Foods. She called me one day and said, "Alan, I've just come from the doctors. I've been diagnosed as having the onset of cervical cancer. I want to come see you. I know you can heal me. I want to come in as soon as I possibly can." And I told her, "Well, I can see you this coming Tuesday, and I will give you 150%, you know that. I can make no guarantees about what the outcome would be." And she said, "Oh, I know that, but I know you're going to heal me." I said, "Well, thank you for your confidence." So she came in on the appointed day at the appointed time, and I had her get on my healing table. And when I start, I always put one hand under the back of the neck of my client and the other hand under the base of their spine. This allows me to send energy up and down their nervous system. They become relaxed very quickly, and the energy going into them allows me to see psychically. It's like taking an x-ray, and I get a sense of what's going on in their body and in their energy field. So as I started doing that procedure with this client, she started getting blue and gray in the face. And then within minutes, she started complaining about freezing, that she was freezing cold, and her jaws began to chatter like that. Her face continued to get grayer. Then all of a sudden, she started screaming and shaking her head from side to side. She was screaming, "I can't see, I can't see, I can't see." She was getting more and more upset, which is really a good thing. It means that all the repressed emotion that's inside her is now coming to the surface to be discharged. And then a very funny thing happened. About a minute later, she started screaming in German. Now, this woman does not know German. She's never spoken it in this lifetime, but she kept screaming in German about Helmut this and Helmut that, and Helmut did this, blah, blah, blah. It was all about this Helmut character. And she kept screaming and shaking. Her arms were shaking. Her legs were shaking. Her whole body was shaking. And this went on probably for about 40 minutes. Then the energy changed. That during all this time, the energy coming out of me was a real bright, powerful red. That energy goes inside somebody, and it burns all the negativity, and it brings all the repressed emotion to the surface. And then when that emotion has been discharged, it changed into a beautiful gold color. Now, we need to take a break, and as soon as we come back, I will continue the story right where we left off with the energy becoming gold, and I will tell you what happened because it gets very amazing. Stay with us. I'm Alan Mesher. I'm your host on The Next Dimension, and you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Dr. Rob Moyer is the director of the Ocean River Institute, and he is passionate about saving the ocean by helping dolphins suffering from nitrogen pollution. Nitrogen is a dangerous pollutant affecting our oceans, altering ocean ecosystems, and contributing to global warming. The Ocean River Institute provides opportunities to make a difference and encourages people to go the distance for savvy stewardship of a greater and bluer planet Earth. Partnered with organizations from Massachusetts to Florida, Alaska to the Caribbean, the Ocean River Institute's mission is to foster involvement in conservation and environmental monitoring by facilitating grassroots efforts at local and regional levels.
Hello, I'm Rob Moyer of the Ocean River Institute. Please visit our website at oceanriver.org. Sign up for free e-alerts. You may call us at 617-661-6647. Our email address is info@oceanriver.org. Become informed and then act with us. Thank you.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. You're listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So picking up right where we left off, the energy going into my client had shifted from a bright red into a really beautiful, soft, gentle, loving golden energy. As that golden energy went into her, she felt herself lifting up out of her body and floating above her body in the golden light. This went on for the rest of the session, another approximately 15 to 20 minutes. When the time was over, I took my hands away from her body and she came right back in to her physical body. Her soul body came right back into her physical body. And a few minutes later, she came back to normal consciousness and opened her eyes. And when she was awake, she said, "Why did you stop? I was out of my body. I was floating in this beautiful, beautiful golden light. I've never felt that complete or safe or happy or serene or at peace or in balance ever in my life. I never wanted it to stop." And I said, "You know, we have to stop. Time's up and the work was completed. Now, please tell me what you were experiencing when you were doing all of that screaming in German. Do you remember?" She said, "Yes. I was in my last life. It was World War II. I was married to a German general. He had come home from the war and told me how much he hated it. How he hated all the killing, and how he hated particularly to have to kill all the innocent Jews that he was ordered to kill." And she said to herself, "You know, I'm going to tell him my secret because I do not want anything to come between us." So she told him what she had been doing while he was away fighting. She had used her position and her home to take Jews into her place and get them out of the country and save their lives. When he heard that, he went crazy. He attacked her, he assaulted her, he beat her, he ripped out her eyes, he raped her, and he left her to die. And that is how her last life ended. So when she came back in this lifetime, and now the cervical cancer had started to manifest, can you not see the connection between what occurred in her last lifetime and what was now happening in her reproductive system? In that last lifetime, she was assaulted by her husband. She was raped. And all of that repressed energy, all of that tremendous trauma that was in her was causing the cancer to be created in her cervical area. When we were able to clear all of that repressed energy and all of that terrible memory and release all the vestiges of this terribly destructive energy from her body, everything else disappeared that shouldn't have been there. She went back to the doctor a couple weeks later. He checked her out. No cancer. He was stunned. What did she do? Well, she didn't really tell him, but that's her story, and the cancer never came back. And why would it? The cause had been totally released from her body. So now I want to tell you another story. I used to travel to Illinois, and I would give a workshop at the University of Illinois in Champaign. And to one of these workshops came a man from South America. I'll call him Carlos. That really wasn't his name, but it will do. And Carlos was a very slightly built man, a very gentle man, a very kind soul. So when his term came and he got up on the table and I started running energy through his body as I did with my first client, all of a sudden, he went into a space of another lifetime that had occurred hundreds of years ago during the time of the Inquisition. He had been a priest in that era. He had been accused of heresy. He had not confessed because he was not a heretic. And so they beat him, they tortured him, they put him on the rack, nothing worked. So they castrated him and left him to die. And as he is reliving this, he is swearing eternal revenge on the men who did this to him. So now we fast forward hundreds of years later to this present lifetime, and we step back 3 years from the time that he came to see me. That in that time period, he had developed testicular cancer and had to go through surgery and have one of his testicles removed. History repeats itself universally and personally. So what had happened to him all those years ago that was so buried deep inside him, but that trauma, you see, was kept alive. It was in his soul. And then it became in his body, and it began to recreate similar conditions. And it manifested as cancer, because cancer is often the product of anger, rage, depression, and great trauma. So he re-experienced what had happened to him in that lifetime because he hadn't yet cleared it. 3 years later, as he went through the clearing, it was all released. When he got off that table, he could not believe how different he felt. He felt light, at ease, balanced, and clear in a way that he had never felt in his lifetime. After he got off the table, he asked me if his wife could come to the afternoon session. I said, of course. And I will tell you her story as soon as we return from break, which we must take now. So stay with me, folks. It's going to get even more interesting. You're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
And welcome back to the next dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. You are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So after the morning session, this young man's wife came to the afternoon session. When her time to get on the table arrived, I continued, as I always do, one hand on the base of the spine, one hand on the base of the skull. Within a couple of moments of receiving the energy, she was way, way down and way, way out in another lifetime. She also was South American. And in this lifetime, she just couldn't stop eating. No matter what she did, she just was hungry all the time. And she continued to eat and eat and eat until she became rather heavy and overweight. She couldn't control herself. So on the table, she finds herself back as a young girl in another lifetime, many centuries earlier, in a small village in the Indies. There wasn't enough food for everyone. People were starving. And she died of starvation as a young 10-year-old girl. She relives all this now, and she's sobbing and crying and shaking, and all of the trauma and all of the sadness and all of the pain from that lifetime pours out of her. And finally, when it's over and she gets off the table, she too feels very different, very light, very relieved, and much more balanced than she had formerly known in her whole life. The workshop concluded, and they went home and on their way. About a month later, I got a call from this young man's wife. She wanted to tell me that her appetite was now under control and very normal. She did not feel the compulsion to eat all the time at all. Now she only ate when she was hungry, and she was happy to announce to me that she had lost 20 pounds in the course of a month without even trying. Another lady who came to that workshop managed a large industrial plant out in the cornfields of Champaign, Illinois. When she got on the table, she just started sobbing. She sobbed all the way through her session. And when her time on the table was up and it was her turn to work on other people, as she had been worked on by me and other people in that group, she cried through all of that for the rest of the day. She drove home. She cried all the way. She cried herself to sleep. When she woke up in the morning, she was crying again. She had to go to work. She cried all the way to the plant. And she thought to herself, how am I ever going to go to work today and get through the day? I can't be an emotional mess like this. So she took a breath. She got out of the car. She closed the car door. As soon as that door closed, she was suddenly normal. She went through her day just fine, no problem. She got back to her car. She opened her door and she started crying again. And she cried all the way home, all that evening, and cried herself to sleep. This went on for exactly 3 days. And then it was over and she felt wonderful. She was releasing a tremendous amount of grief from other lifetimes and from losing loved ones in traumatic ways during a war. So there are a few examples of what happens when the energy healing begins to function. In the first two examples of the woman who had been raped and murdered in her last lifetime and getting back the cancer in her reproductive system, the source of all her trauma, fear, anger, resentment, depression, you name it, that all gets cleared and her cancer goes away. In the second case, we get to the source of what caused a young man to get testicular cancer and actually repeat what had happened to him in the last lifetime as a priest, where he had been castrated and left to die in a pool of his own blood. So you see, the energy work is very consequential, it's very powerful, and I find it to be perhaps the deepest and most powerful and the quickest form of deep-seated healing that I know of on the planet. There was a fellow that came to me once, just once, in Austin, Texas. And after I got done working on him, he wasn't terribly demonstrative while I worked on him. Not a lot came up for him during the session. But afterwards, all that energy that I put in him percolated, and it brought up all of this rage and anger. And he found himself in an absolute rage and tremendous anger for the next 10 days. You know, he was so mad at me, thinking that I had done this to him, and he was going to come over and let me have it and knock my socks off. But he didn't, thankfully. But soon after that, a few weeks after that, he did show up. He knocked on my door. I let him in, and we had a conversation. He said, and he told me about his experience, about how angry he had been, how much rage and anger there was. And he said, you know, I'm in sales. And before I came to you, I was having a terrible time. I couldn't sell anything. And then when all that rage and anger came up, I might just as well stay at home. I mean, trying to sell anything to anyone was useless. He said, but now, since all that rage and anger has cleared and gone, I can't stop selling. It's like automatic. I sell to absolutely everyone. I can't thank you enough. And I said, well, you got your money's worth and then some, didn't you? And he said, absolutely. I gave a talk one night in Austin, Texas, and a man and his wife were among the audience. And this guy had a business selling soccer equipment, and it was like dying. His business was really bad. He was also an insurance salesman, and all of a sudden, he just couldn't sell anything to anyone. He was in danger of losing his business, his store, and going bankrupt. So he came to this talk with his wife. I gave a talk, and at the end of the talk, I began to transmit or channel tremendous amounts of spiritual energy, healing energy into the room. The room filled with a great light. And as it filled with a great light, this man's face turned white as a sheet. He looked like he had seen a ghost, and all of a sudden, he started coughing and bending over like he was throwing up. He didn't throw up, but he came close. So stay tuned, folks, and I will tell you the rest of this fascinating story as soon as we return, because we have to take a short break. So you're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and we are on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Stay with us.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss, and ultimately, my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So returning to my story, this man looked like he was going to throw up. He got white as a sheet. He was bending over, coughing, and it didn't look good. But fortunately, he didn't throw up, and he made it through the rest of the lecture. And when it was over, he came up to me and said, "Oh my God, I couldn't believe what happened. When you started channeling all that energy, I started feeling sick and nauseous and like I was going to throw up. I thought I was going to faint. And what came out of me when I was coughing like that was this big, long, black snake. It wasn't like real and physical, not in that way, but it was really like this energy creature, this thing that had gotten in there." And I said, "Well, that is very interesting. And now that it's gone, let's see what happens in your world." What happened was very simple. He started selling insurance left and right, and his soccer business started making money. So whatever had been done to him by creating or sending or channeling that snake into him, it was something that was holding him back, something that was put in him to destroy his life and bring him down. Since that time, I've had several other clients that have had a similar experience with these kinds of black snakes. They're not physical, they're energetic, and they come from what's called the lower astral world. That world is the world of the demonic, of the satanic energies. And people that are into Satanism, that's the dimension that they draw from to do their black magic and interrupt and mess up other people's lives. So I'm going to tell you another couple of stories about this sort of thing with snakes, because again, you know, it's fascinating, and it could be, you know, a horror movie, for God's sakes. So another time I had done a very large radio show out of Los Angeles, and one of the people that heard it and called in for an appointment was this wonderful African-American woman who at the time was homeless or living with her daughter. She lived in another part of LA. I think she had to take like 3 or 4 buses to get to my office, but she made it. And she came in and she told me her story. Recently, up until about a year previous to this, she had been in charge of a state agency with 800 employees under her. There were 2 or 3 women that were very antagonistic to her, very jealous of her position and her power, and wanted to take her down. These women appeared to have engaged in some sort of black magic practice that really affected this woman and destroyed her career, left her without a job, and took all of her money and left her homeless. So when she got on the table and I started working on her and put that energy into her abdominal cavity, boy, everything started shaking and moving around. And before you knew it, she was coughing up 2 to 3 large of these black energetic snakes. They'd come out of her and then they'd dissolve, they'd sort of disappear in the light, because the light would destroy them, the healing light would destroy them. So when that happened, she was very, very tired, but she felt enormously relieved and freed. I never saw her again. I don't know what happened, and I only hope for her that great things happen. Another time when I was in LA, I got a call from some very dear friends of mine in San Francisco who had just gotten engaged. And my friend's girlfriend had told her hairdresser, who she considered one of her best friends, about her engagement and how happy she was about it. And apparently he did not like it. And he got together with a couple of his buddies and they did some black magic ritual on her. And she woke up in the middle of the night having a dream of having sex with some demonic beings, and she could feel these snakes crawling around in her abdomen. So they stayed up all night, they lit candles, they read from the Bible, they were scared out of their minds, and in the morning they called me up and told me what had happened. And I said, you get on a plane today and you get down here as soon as you can, and I'll take care of it and clear this up for you. Don't worry, you'll be fine, but you need to get down here right away. So they came down that day, and I worked on my friend's fiance, and sure enough, 3 snakes came up out of her. So we cleared those up so there would be no more future repercussions in her life and in their relationship, because if those snakes had been allowed to fester, they definitely would have destroyed their relationship. They would not have gotten married. And I'm happy to report that they got married and lived happily for many, many years. So now we're going to go back to the Midwest. I used to go to East Lansing, Michigan very frequently, several times a year, and I would give a lecture and a workshop at Michigan State University. And at one of these workshops, a young woman came who was in their medical school getting her medical degree. But she had a problem. She had this terrible pain in her liver area that would not subside, and it was very acute. And she tried everything. She tried conventional medicine. It didn't help. She tried chiropractic. It didn't help. She tried homeopathy. It didn't help. She tried massage, it didn't help. She tried Reiki, it didn't help. She tried deep tissue work, it didn't help. So finally she came to my workshop. She had come to the lecture the night before. She had felt the power, and she decided that she would give this a shot and see what would happen, and maybe she would find some relief. Well, right now, folks, we have to take a short break, but stay with us, because you will find out what happened in this woman's life, because it was nothing short of amazing. So we will be back momentarily. You're listening to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various businesses interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamrego1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
And welcome back to the Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher. You are listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So we return to Michigan State, where we're doing a workshop on a Saturday morning. And this woman comes in, and we get her on the table right away. And we have in this workshop, there must have been, 75, 80 people. And I divided them up into groups of five per table. So she had her group, and I told them all where to place their hands and that I would be back as soon as she, quote, broke and all of her repressed material started coming up. So they put their hands on her and did what I call the prep work, put some energy into her, softened up her own energy system, got what was hidden down deep in her, got it percolating, get ready to surface and reveal itself. So it didn't take long. I mean, she was pretty ready. A few minutes later, she started to get emotional. I went over, put my hands on her where they needed to be around her liver. And before you knew it, she's sobbing, curled up in a fetal position, screaming and yelling and sweating so much that her clothing was soaking wet. It looked like she had been out in a thunderstorm, got caught and drenched. I mean, her clothing was soaking wet. And she was sobbing and screaming and pounding the table. And this went on for quite a while. And then it ended. And she just relaxed. And she was relieved and very, very released. So when it was over, I said to her, what did you experience? What happened? And how does that area where you had the pain feel? She said, the pain for the first time in a year is totally gone. She said, I can't believe it. You have no idea what a miracle that is for me. And I said, great. And what did you experience? And she said, I was sexually abused by my father when I was just an infant, 9 months old. She said, that's what I was going through. And I said, well, that's pretty painful, and I'm glad you're able to face it and deal with it and clear it. She said, and I couldn't have done it unless I was here doing this work with you. I don't know you, but I really, really trust you. There's something about you that's very, very comforting and safe. I said, well, that's nice to hear, and thank you very much. And I moved on to the next client, the next table. Let's see, that was on a Saturday. On a Monday, I was at this co-op in East Lansing getting some food. And I walked in the store, And all of a sudden, she comes running up from the back end of the store, and she said, "I knew it was you. I felt your energy as soon as you walked into the store. I've got to tell you, I'm so excited," she said. "Since the workshop, I've lost 12 pounds. I haven't done anything different. I've lost 12 pounds. How can that happen?" I said, "Because when you were a little baby, you held on to your baby fat to protect you and insulate you from that kind of abuse. That's just a normal reaction that happens when you've been abused that young. And now that you've cleared it all out and released it, you know, you no longer have to hold on to that weight. You're not holding on to it. You've let it go. So it just falls off your body very easily, very quickly, and it won't come back." And she said, "You have no idea how that makes me feel." Now, the next night, I was doing a class. I guess I'll call it a class. And we were talking about all things spiritual, and this woman came to the class. And she was going through a particularly rough spell with her mother. Her grandmother had passed on and left her house to her. And she wanted to sell the house to fund the rest of her medical training. Her mother, however, was living in the house and refused to move. And the two were locked in a big argument and an ongoing fight about that. The mother was also apparently an alcoholic. And she kept asking me, "What should I do? What should I do?" And I said, "You can only do one thing. There's only one thing to do, and that's you have to let go. You have to let it go." She said, "I can't let it go. I can't let it go." I said, "You have to. It's the only way that things can change. You have to let it go. All your anger and all your resentment towards your mother is locking this in place, and nothing can move forward until you release your anger and your resentment and your attachment to the issue. You've got to let it go." And we went back and forth in this a number of times, and finally she just burst out crying. And she sobbed for a couple of minutes, and then she said, "Okay, I'm done. I've let it go." We looked at the clock. It was 9:15. The class concluded shortly thereafter. I got a call from her the next morning. She was very excited when she got home and turned on her answering machine. There was a message from her mother. It was left at exactly 9:15. And the message was as follows: "You win, it's okay. You can sell the house. I'll find another place to live. Don't worry about it." So you see, when you let go of your situation, when you let go of the anger and the resentment and the need and the pain and everything, you let the right thing happen. Nothing can happen until you're sort of whole and not attached. That's when the miracles begin to flow in your life. They can't when you're holding on, when you're grasping, when you're trying to determine a result you want. You can't control the energy. All you can do is let it go and take its necessary form. And when you do that, wonderful things happen.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various businesses interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamregeo1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting thecultureofexcess.com.
And welcome back to The Next Dimension. I'm your host, Alan Mesher, and you're listening on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I understand my mic cut out for a few seconds at the end of those remarks. I apologize for that, but we've only got a few minutes left, so I'm going to move on to West Virginia. I'm doing a seminar in West Virginia, and there's this woman there sitting in front of me, and I want to demonstrate how the healing works. And I'm looking at this woman, and she's really sort of catching my attention because her, in her energy field, I can see her last lifetime. She had been burnt to death in a German concentration camp in World War II. So I said to her, I said, "What do you think about World War II?" And she said, "I never think about World War II." I said, "Do you do any reading on it?" She said, "No, I can't do it. I can't go there." I said, "What do you know about the German concentration camps?" And she said, "Oh God, I can't think about that. No. I never think about that." I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, look, in your last lifetime, you were burnt to death in a concentration camp in World War II. That's why you have such a reaction to it." And she said, oh my God, I can't deal with that. I said, "Well, I want you to come up here and get on the table and we'll clear this. It's right there. It's come up. It's ready to go. Let's take care of it." No, I can't do it. I can't face it. I said, "Look, just come up. And if it appears to you to be too much, it feels like you're overwhelmed, you get too scared, just tell me. We'll stop immediately, I promise." She said, "Well, okay." So she came up and she got on the table. I started putting the energy in her, and within seconds, you know, all of that terrible trauma came running up, and she started sobbing and screaming and twisting every which way in that and kicking, and everyone in the audience was like terribly shocked. "My God, what's going on?" they were thinking. But it was fine, you know, and this went on for about 10 minutes, and then it was over, and she was released of it and very relieved. And I said, "Now, tell all the people out there what you were going through when you were yelling and screaming and thrashing around. Was it really painful to you? Did it hurt?" And she said, "Oh, my God, no, it was wonderful. It felt just so good to let go of those emotions, to work them out of my system." She said, "It was exhausting, but I can't tell you how good I feel, how free I am. Thank you so much." And that lady's life changed on a dime. I'm going to tell you one more quick story, and I think that's all what we'll have time for. We go back to Michigan State University, a Friday night lecture. A man comes who's listening, and he felt the energy that I put out at the end of each lecture. And he thought about it. You know, he didn't come to the workshop. He didn't sign up for a private appointment during the week that I would be there. But he called me a couple of weeks later and said, "I heard you speak. I've been mulling it over. I want to do a session with you over the phone. I've had a pain in my back for years, a terrible sharp pain that won't go away. I've tried absolutely everything. I'm at my wit's end. I hope you can help me." And I said, "I will do everything I can. Let's take a shot." So I put my energy into him, and I could see that what had happened to him was that in another lifetime, long ago, in medieval times, he had been in battle and run through with a big broadsword right in his spine, and it had severed his spine, and that's the way he died. So I'm working on him, and this I said to him, "I'm going to touch this area. There's a lot of emotion in here. There's a lot of fear. You're going to want to scream and wail, and don't worry. Just let those sounds come out of yourself. When you feel like screaming and wailing, just let yourself go." So I started putting the energy in there. It took no time at all. And before you know it, he's wailing and screaming at the top of his lungs. He's burning up. He feels like he just has all this fiery energy in him. He's sweating. His clothes are soaked. And this goes on for about 40, 45 minutes. And then it's over and it gets much calmer. And he feels very relieved and balanced when we're done. And I said, "How's the pain?" He said, "It's totally gone." He said, "I can't believe it. It's totally gone. For the first time in years, I feel light. I feel released. I feel limber. I can't tell you how great I feel. Thank you so much." I got a call from him a few weeks later. He said, "I want you to know that since that work you did on me, I am now 1 inch taller." "How can that be?" I said, "Because all that bound up energy in your spine had compressed your spine and made you smaller. And now that the energy has been released, you're no longer compressed and you're at your real height. So congratulations." So there you have it, folks. There are a number of healing stories. If you're interested in pursuing it, would like to get some work for yourself or refer a friend to it, just go to my website, alanmesher.com, alanmesher.com. You'll see a consultations tab. You can check it out. You can purchase a consultation right there. I will get in touch with you and we will set up a time and we will do it. If you have any questions, go to my contact page, leave me a message. I will get back to you very quickly. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us tonight. I'm glad we were finally able to talk about healing rather than politics and the New World Order. You go out there and have yourselves a safe and happy week.
You've been listening to The Next Dimension with host Alan Mesher. Tune in next week for more thought-provoking conversation on the New World Order, energy healing, and how Alan Mesher can help us through it all on the next episode of The Next Dimension.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.